Hello, hello, this is JT and welcome to my podcast. It's Just a Belief. And today we're going to answer the crucial question, a question I get all the time. Can everyone be hypnotized? What do you think? What are your own beliefs towards hypnosis? Before we move on, as you know, I invite you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you can get invitation to free events and also get my newsletter every Thursday.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
All right, you might hear some background noise because it's a chilly day today and I decided that I would light up my fireplace in my office, which was a dream that I had for the longest time. And since I have it, I'm going to light it up. And so you might hear the crackling of the wood just behind me. But that's the warmest place in the house right now, so I want to do the recording from here. Can everyone be hypnotized? So what are your beliefs about hypnosis? Oh no, nobody can hypnotize me. Or I'm so easy. Or I would never go on stage. It's crazy, somebody taking over your brain and having you doing all those crazy things. Most of the beliefs or most of the misinformation about hypnosis come from stage hypnosis, which, you know, I agree. It's very spectacular, right? You have people going out there and, you know, doing all kinds of crazy things, make people laugh, making fool of themselves. And of course, it's a show, right? And it's to demonstrate that the stage hypnotizer has great skills or great power. So there's a lot of things about stage hypnosis. I just want to give you a couple tips, but notice that they choose their people, right? So first they ask for volunteers, right? So if you're volunteering for something, you're already accepting to be part of. So you're already psyching your brain, preparing your brain, telling your brain, I'm okay with this. I want to do this. I'm accepting the suggestion, right? So that's kind of a unconscious reality about, you know, raising your hand and saying, yes, I want to be part of this, right? And then the other thing is they really ask questions to people, look at extraversion. So there's a lot of different tips that they're very skilled at pinpointing in people and choosing the right people to do their show. And it's a show, right? And that's what it's meant to be. It's for entertainment. You can research more about stage hypnosis, but it is really about first volunteering. That's the biggest one, right? You're already out there telling your brain, I want to be part of this. I'm excited about this. I want to do that. And your brain doesn't make the difference between excitement or fear. So if you're excited for it, he's going to want to bring you into it and facilitate it. So that's the first thing I would say. So let's leave stage hypnosis aside for its great entertainment. And let's talk now about hypnosis that has as an objective to help people resolve some issues in their life or attenuate symptoms or whatever it is, right? So hypnosis is a platform and it's a very natural state. So you are under hypnosis just before you fall asleep and just before you're really fully awake in the morning. So if you can sleep, most likely you go under hypnosis naturally without even knowing it. Some people are really aware of that moment before they wake up and when they fall asleep. Some people, they're not aware at all. But nevertheless, that's a stage that's natural and it's happening. When it is also natural is probably you remember one time in your life where you drove somewhere and you got there and you're like, oh my God, how did I get here? You went on automatic pilot. So that is being under hypnosis. Your brain really goes under automatic pilot because you've been there so many times. It has recorded everything. And because it has recorded everything, it can go. And if something would happen that would be unusual, you would react right away. Like if somebody would jump in front of you or there would be something. So driving requires your full attention. So it's very important to stay focused, to be on the road and to really watch out and read the signs and everything. But it does so happen that people do one road so often that they feel like they've didn't realize they've driven the whole road. So that's kind of being under a natural state of hypnosis. Then it happens too when you're in theater and you're watching this movie and then suddenly you realize you're in a movie, you're in a theater and you were gone for like half an hour. Oh, here you are, the fire. And you were gone for half an hour. And it was the most bizarre thing, but you were naturally under hypnosis. So the first thing is, yes, naturally you do go under hypnosis. And when you are there, you just like lose track of time. And that happens a lot with clients who will be 2 hours under hypnosis and they will say, my God, it's been 2 hours. I can't believe it lasted 5 minutes. So the track with time really gets fuzzled under hypnosis. The other thing now becomes, do I want to let somebody hypnotize me? So that is a question that only you can answer. Only you can decide if yes or not you want to go under hypnosis using that platform as a very, very powerful tool to help you solve some issues, career, life, health issues that, you know, practitioners in their field of hypnosis will be able to help you with. So it is really up to you. And then comes the trust, of course. You know, how much do you trust the person that will be hypnotizing you? When you are under hypnosis, you're very conscious. The first sign that people are conscious is they're conscious of their body. So I have people asking to go to the bathroom. I have people asking to wipe their nose. I have even a close person that says, I don't believe I'm under hypnosis. I feel so conscious. But then all the changes that she wants do occur in her life. So it's okay not to feel it. And people will feel different level of depth. And as we move across the sessions, people go more and more faster under hypnosis and deeper because they're not anymore looking at how it feels, observing what it is to be hypnotized because they've been hypnotized so many times and because they listen to the recording every night. And so they go under hypnosis every day. It gets such a natural state for them that they don't even realize anymore that it's hypnosis because it gets to be so natural. So you're fully conscious and there's a, you know, body signs, as I tell you, but it's also those funny things that happen where I will say, oh, your grandmother said this to you. Remember last session, you told me that. And people will say, no, that was not my grandmother. That was my stepmother. And they will answer like very bluntly. So you're fully conscious about what's being said. The other part is then the suggestions. So the suggestions are really the state in which you want to be. Let's say you want to be confident. Well, it's I'm fully confident. I look at myself in the mirror. I find myself beautiful. I see my eyes sparkling. My skin is glowing. I feel so wonderful about myself. I have that unwavering confidence. Those are suggestions. It's always in the present time and it's always positive. So really, it is all about you to decide if you accept the suggestions or not. You can absolutely say, no, this one doesn't ring for me. Doesn't resonate. You know, I'm not taking this one in. That's fine. You're not taking this one in. It happens when I do group hypnosis, right? When I do like in my Hypno 360 program, we will have a theme, let's say money. And the person says, well, this is not an issue of mine to be afraid of being poor. So that statement you're having about, you know, I feel confident, I always have what I need, I don't feel that's necessary for me. That's fine, right? That's not an issue. You can just wipe out that one and say, I don't want that one. But most of the time, the suggestions are tailor-made. We agree to them before the recording. What happened though sometimes is people say that they want that, but they're so conditioned that they don't want to believe it. So let's say feeling good in your body is a good one. I have women that have been so discomfortable in their body for so long, so unhappy in their body. They dislike themselves, despise themselves. They look at themselves in the mirror and they hate themselves. It's terrible. It's terrible, but it does really happen. And then they have this recording where, you know, I say, oh, you're beautiful. You look at yourself in the mirror, you find yourself glowing and blah, blah, blah. And they say, oh, I can't believe that. Like, that's not true, right? And then they face that thing. And then it's always the same question I will tell them. Well, if this is what you want, your brain is literal. If you tell your brain you find yourself ugly, you're going to find yourself ugly. If you tell your brain you find yourself beautiful, you're going to find yourself beautiful. And you've been telling yourself all those lies all your life that you were ugly and despised and despicable and all this. And now you're telling other lies to your body that you're beautiful and glowing and everything. Which one do you want to believe, right? So this is when sometimes people get stuck in the suggestions, is they have not yet clicked on the fact that your brain is literal. It believes what you tell it. The image and the words you choose for your brain, they're the image and the words they will believe. It will believe. So choose right, you know, good words and good images, and you're training your brain, programming yourself the way you want to be, the way you want to live your life. So that's when suggestions sometimes for some people, they're harder, but that's really what it is, right? When you are under hypnosis, it's all about accepting the suggestions to reprogram, create the new neural path. So it's all up to you. You're the driver. You're the one who decides. You're fully aware. And if the person who hypnotized you says something that's inaccurate, you will correct the person right away. And it will come naturally. And then the depth depends really on the number of time you've been under hypnosis and how much you trust the person and how much you're willing to let go and feel the experience. So can everyone be hypnotized? Yes, everyone can be hypnotized. From a natural perspective, you all go under hypnosis very naturally. Now, does everyone have to be hypnotized? No, but if you do want lasting permanent change, it's a serious tool to consider. And once you've chosen and selected the right person you want to work with, is to be very clear about what you want. Because the suggestions are going to be really based on what you want and what you've told to the person that's going to get you under hypnosis. And some people say, I don't know really. And that's what we do. We do one session where I don't know. We're going to find the keys so it gets clear. Sometimes we do a session to get it clear for you. And once it's very clear for you, then we move on and do the reprogramming, the rewiring suggestion phase. Voila. I hope this helped. I hope this answered your question. Hypnosis is great. It's a great platform. It really, I do everything now under hypnosis. I do my coaching under hypnosis. Of course, RTT under hypnosis. All my sessions are under hypnosis because it's so powerful. And it really brings lasting, permanent changes. And now I see it since 2019, end of 2019, I've been using this tool, which is hypnosis. And, you know, I get people I talk to that are still experiencing the changes that they came for a year ago. So voila. I hope you enjoyed this. As you know, I do offer 30 free minutes if you want to have the fantastic, phenomenal, transformational experience of RTT hypnosis. Until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.